I'm Sue Mudge, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Psalm 121, a song of ascents. I will lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who guards Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your guardian. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not harm you during the day, nor the moon during the night. The Lord shall protect you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from now and forevermore. This psalm means many things to many people, but to me it speaks of the goodness of God. Good is not simply an action or what God does. It is one of his characteristics. It is who he is. He is good. If you gathered a group of Christian believers and were to shout out, "God is good," there is an extremely high probability that a chorus would ring out in response, "All the time." And he is. This is not just a flippant saying, but a basic truth in God's identity. He loves us and he leads us. He is there in our joy. He is there in our sorrow. And he is equally good in both circumstances. As we learn to know him on a deeper level, we also learn to seek his goodness, even in the tough places and moments of our lives. From the beginning of time and throughout the Old Testament, we see God's goodness towards the Israelites. He guides, protects, directs, feeds, clothes, disciplines, and ultimately delivers them to their promised land. It is the same with us. He is walking with us, even when we choose to ignore him or go our own way. He is there to comfort and redeem us. He is good. There is a popular song that is a personal favorite of mine. The chorus says, "All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good." I love this song. It is a beautiful reminder that no matter what happens, we need to listen for his voice, and he will lead us through the fires. Everyone faces challenges. No one is immune. We live in a fallen world, a world full of sickness, poverty, anger, jealousy, malice, greed, war, and the list goes on. With all of this, it's not easy to see goodness or God in every situation. In my own life, my family had a decade-long season of joy and sorrow that was filled to overflowing with God's goodness. The season began with the first real loss of a loved one in my life, then cycled through the joy of learning we were expecting our second child, to the loss of that child through miscarriage, to buying a new home, and then less than a year later, nearly losing our oldest child to a severe illness, to then watching God show off in her healing, and then to learn we were once again expecting, followed by my husband being involved in a head-on collision, which left him with a four-month-long recuperation, to then welcoming our second child during his recovery, to caring for my aging grandmother, which was both a blessing and a challenge, to being diagnosed with what I referred to as the little C, from which God, through his goodness and modern medicine, I was healed. Because of that decade, my faith has been strengthened and renewed again and again. Psalm 121 was my rock, and like our Lord, was with me all the way. It is pure joy to have the opportunity to pray with others going through similar seasons. One of my favorite responses to friends in time of challenge or sorrow is, "Look up." This is where our hope comes from. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.